Guess that was dirty water. This next one's a fun one.
My brain told me that was cool.
Your brain was wrong, Betty. This next one's a fun one. We always have a blast. Our live shows playing with the audience with it. By the way, every Sunday, Justin and I. By the way, this is Justin Fife over on the drum kit and singing along here.
Hi, hello. I'm not Quincy.
And we have Dan Morneau without a mic here. That's his lot in life. But you can come say hi.
I haven't really talked much during this section, but hi. How you doing out there, people?
Did you hear what they had to say?
I didn't, actually.
He says he didn't hear you.
Oh, we're great, Dad. How are you?
And by the way, every Sunday, me and Justin Fife are over at Seven Saws Brewing in Holden. Our favorite places.
Super good beer.
Super good
beer.
All
the staff is super cool. It's a fun place to play. You should go.
Yes.
It's a lot of fun.
We're there every Sunday. We play acoustic. We do some originals, and we do a bunch of covers and just try and have a good time. So it's a fun place to hang out. And if you ever wonder where you should find us, if you go to our Facebook page, we're Quincy Lord Music at Facebook.com or whatever. Just type it in. You'll find it. And we have a lot of music on Spotify. And anyways, this one's on our album that's coming out soon. It's called Andrea, and it's about being tired of your work life and all that stuff and wanting to get away. So here we go.
This time, get all tied up in bed. I went to church on Sunday morning for the first time in years. And all I saw was some frightened people trying to face their fears. Oh no, Andrea, it's time to come home. I'm not so tired of wearing this skin on my bones. Andrea, I got a song.
Yes.
was Andrew anyways.
You know, I'm not entirely sure.
Stick around for an interview and you might find out.
I didn't write it. Why are you asking me?
By the way, we're very thankful to be on a town with Mikey D tonight. Joel got us here, and we're having a great time, so.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun here. Super cool place.
Big thank you. All right. yes, we're getting to that, Justin. Justin's getting excited. This next one is, well, these next two, they kind of go together, are off the new album, Past the Midnight Hour, and one's the title track.
This is true.
Well, it's easy to say when you're so factual like that, isn't it?
This is true.
But this first one's a silly song. It's called Breaking Bottles.
Shade, pass the midnight hour, where your teeth become a
That's a fun one. It's fun for us. I hope it's fun for you guys, too. By the way, thanks for everyone who's listening here. We have a couple more for you. This next one, kind of a theme with the first album there. This first one's another one about being angsty and getting away from where you lived. Yeah, okay, it was a thing, okay.
It was a thing for everybody, it's fine. Still a thing for me.
This was a single from our previous EP, Tangled Up in Skin. Some of that sweet water. As opposed to the dirty water we talked about earlier. And this one's called Ride.
Ride. Do you really wanna stay behind?
Thank you. I could hear the applause from your homes. That was called Ride.
I thought I had good hearing.
It's all those drums making you deaf.
That's true. See, I think I have good hearing until I go to the doctor and he's like, yeah, you're half deaf. Stop that.
Is it one ear or half of each ear? How's that work?
I think it's like mostly one ear. Snare drum ear. It's like, yeah, just stop being deaf, please.
I'll just stab your kit lefty. You'll be fine.
Yeah, that'll fix it.
Well, we got one more for you here. Just want to say thanks to all our friends who are listening or who'll listen throughout the week. And hi to my girlfriend Snowcone, her little kid brother Jason at home.
Hi.
Listening. Yes. I'm sure Dan says hi too. Dan waved.
Hi. He says hi in spirit.
Yes. This last one's called Pretty Faces, and it's a tribute I wrote to David Bowie. I actually wrote it on the day that he passed, and he's a big musical inspiration for me and wanted to do a little something. So, and again, you can find our music anywhere online, all streaming platforms, Pandora and all that, under Quincy Lord. We have a single out. We're going to have a new album out towards the end of the year. It's going to be awesome and has a lot of these songs you've been hearing on it. Find us on Facebook and Spotify and all that, also under Quincy Lord. And
all the good stuff.
Follow the page, see where we're going to be. Seven Saws every Sunday. Bunch of other places in between.
Yeah, I can't stress enough, if you're a beer fan, please go to that place. It's like 90% of the reason we're there is the beer is amazing and the staff is super
especially
cool.
Especially the lavender beer, just saying.
Yeah, it sounds gross and then you drink it and you're like, ooh, it's kind of good.
All right. Let's take this next one away. This one's called Pretty Faces, and it's a tribute to David Bowie. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. This is our last song.
Someone play my guitar.
you guys for hanging out, and thanks to On the Town, Mikey D, for having us.
Thanks, everybody.
of the nightingale. Every time I hear her, I think of the moon on a not so blue. And I wonder how that same moon up above is looking down on you. And I took my time while the wind just blew, and the oak and the axe and the fall or two. Sat on a branch of a 20-foot tree and never knew what I was going through. I was blind, I was blind, I was blind. And I looked out over the windowsill to the wax and the clay, the wings I built. I flew up over the clouds and veils, so so high right to the sun. I was blind, 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 I was blind. And I flew up over the river's edge, looking over valleys for a hiding place. I was swept away by the rays of the sun, and I felt so free. With wings spread out, I flew just like a dove, out from where I had been. On a gust of wind and 100 miles, found my way to a lonely isle. Down in the trees I could hear you sing a beautiful melody, pure and free. I was blind, I was blind, I was blind. In a willow tree, and we flew back over the darkened sea. But as I rose, I felt my wings get hotter and hotter in a burning flame. I was blind, 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 I was blind. And I flew up so high into the sun. I remember dreaming and wondering why. Like, why does the river fall over the canyons and come crashing down? And why do the leaves fall from out of the trees and turn shades of brown? Down to the riverbed from the heat of the fire that did me in. Back to the tree where I started from, and I'll see you again in the rising sun. I was blind, I was blind, I was blind. So I took my time while the wind just blew, and the yoke and the axe and the pall of two. Sat on the branch of a 20-foot tree and never knew what I was going through. I was blind, 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 I was blind. And I flew off so
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We just heard Blind from Brian Carpenter and the Confessions, and More String Than Pearl from Cold Expectations. And now we have the Quincy Lord Band, who just played live in Studio D. Welcome.
How you doing?
Thank you.
Good.
Glad to be here.
Cool.
Very glad.
So, do people think that you guys are from Quincy or something?
I get that. I definitely get that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually all from New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
From the state of Milford, Amherst, and...
Greenville.
Oh, yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, same area, but I do get that a lot.
You guys do any, like, ice climbing up there?
Not quite far enough north, I don't think.
We might have to go a little further.
Yeah, we got to go like an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Slide more on ice if you don't have winter tires.
That is true.
Have some great mountains to hike up there, though.
That is also true. Oh.
So, do you guys like just doing everything all day without a helmet? Like, like even go to the bathroom without a helmet?
Yeah, well, so. I only wear them on the weekend usually, but...
Because that's when you get rowdy?
That's
when
you're rowdy,
when you use the restroom.
Yeah.
So. Actually, once I remember I was at it during college, you know how that is. Me and a friend, we put motorcycle helmets on and just like started smashing into each other. It was fun to do once. Yeah.
That's totally something.
It's not always good when you button heads with friends, but I guess that time it's fine.
Yeah, so do you guys have any gigs that you want to talk about to the world out there?
Well, like we mentioned during the set, me and Justin here do an acoustic set, and Dan makes cameos there for a few of the songs with his bass guitar.
I play a few songs here and there.
But every Sunday we play at Seven Sauce Brewing in Holden, and we have a great time there.
Yeah, it's a really cool place.
We go on at 4 o'clock, and we play a bunch of the originals, acoustic versions, and we'll throw in a bunch of covers and just try and have a good time. So if you haven't been to Seven Sauce in Holden, it's definitely a place to check out.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they were talking about they're trying to expand. They're like a small little place, you know, fits probably like 20, 30 mm-hmm. people. They're trying to expand and stuff, and I can't wait to see it when it's done. It's going to be super cool.
Yeah, I think they said in 6 months they're going to have the bigger building going. We're going to play full band there and have a good time. But those are the main gigs we have.
There's a few scattered, but I know everything should be up on Bandcamp, I think, right?
Bands in Town.
Bands in Town, that's what it is.
What are your plans for releasing the new material?
So it's actually, we're about to finish mastering the new album. We have a single that...
Yep, I did play it earlier.
Oh, nice.
Oh, awesome.
As a little, foreshadowing of doom for... not really doom. No, so foreshadowing of good songwriting, actually.
Man, thanks, man.
Thank you. But, we released that a couple weeks ago, and the full album's coming out towards the end of the year. We're planning on doing a New Year's release show and having a good time with it. They're being mastered right now by Garrett Haynes at Tree Lady Studios in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
And we
just got like on a road trip and just got lost and they ended up in Pittsburgh.
I wish, man. That sounds way better.
we recorded it up at a Mojo Studio, which is up by the Old Man in the Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And
R.I.P.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
It was the worst day of my
Should've
life.
Should have worn a helmet.
I remember.
On that was 2003. On that day, my parents took the tire swing down. I was like, what was I? Like 8? My parents took the tire swing down. My guinea pig died and the old man fell. I was destroyed that day. It was awful.
Did you write your first country song?
No. I think I was just a miserable kid. It would have been a great influence, though.
That's
but
true.
We recorded it up at Anthony Simino up at Mojo Studios in Franconia. And then he started doing the mixing. Then we had some final touches put on it by Chris Short down at Alpaca Ranch Recording in Altamont Springs by Orlando, which is where I had recorded my EP. And then right in the middle in Pittsburgh, we have Garrett at Tree Lady Studios doing the mastering. So it's a big
triangle of who's taking care of everything.
It's good to have more. I always think it's good to have an extra pair or two of ears on it so that you don't get two in your head.
Mm-hmm. Demo-itis.
Well, we're looking forward to it. It's been a big project.
It's been a while.
Very big project.
Super looking forward to it. Like every, you know, we keep like getting updates for the mastering and everything, and we're like, yes, hurry up.
Take your time if you're listening.
Yeah, no, seriously, please take your time.
So really, I dug that song that was like a tribute to Bowie.
Yes, Pretty Faces. That was one of my favorites. I mean, that's one of the songs, you know, some songs you sit down and you hammer them out over months or years, like a little piece at a time, put it all together. But that's one of the songs I sat down and I wrote it in half an hour and never needed to change a thing because mm-hmm. that's one of my favorite songs I've written.
Yeah, I like that one a lot. It's a fun one.
That's one of my favorites to play.
I just like it because I get to do the brrrr boom on the top. It sounds nice.
I like that it's got... kind of a vibe, kind of a Bowie-ish vibe, but it's like you're not trying to sound like Bowie, which a lot of people do that, and that's mm-hmm. like, and then you're like, well, why don't you try to sound like yourself?
Yeah, they like love the artist so much, they just kind of get, you know, they almost get like enveloped by it, and you know.
I will say it's cool, like hearing an art, like it's like you get more David Bowie music. Like not Arcade Fire, the Arctic Monkeys put out an album a few years ago that sound just like David Bowie. I'm like, this is great. This could be a Bowie album. But I also like the Arctic Monkeys when they're themselves. So
true that.
Whatever, but yeah, it was a he was a big inspiration for me, and unfortunately, I never got to. He's one of the few my heroes I'd never got to see live, but. He did some great stuff, and I took some inspiration from his songs. And the recording, when you hear it, it has a little tributes to like Ziggy Stardust and stuff, and just stuff to tie it all together.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, so do you guys have plans for like a CD release, Extravaganza or something?
We're still putting all the plans together, but we plan to rent out a venue and. Southern New Hampshire around Melford and Nashua, and we're hoping we can get some of our friends' bands to come up and play. It's the album got delayed a couple months, so we've been waiting to know for sure when everything's going to get wrapped up to put it all down. But we're planning on, if you stay tuned for updates, we're planning on having a big New Year's Eve.
Yeah, it'd be really fun to have a big New Year's party.
Yeah, show, combined parties.
Mm-hmm. So you guys play sometimes in Lowell?
Lowell, I haven't played in a couple of years, actually. Mm-hmm. I used to play at the Hearing Room Acoustic.
Mm-hmm.
Mark has that place there. It's a great spot. We play in Holden. I play over at Marcos and Air. We play at O'Shea's Tavern in Nashua.
Yeah, it's Nashua.
Jay's Tavern in Milford sometimes. We do a bunch of venues around southern New Hampshire there.
It's a little tougher because, you know, since it's... Dan actually is one of the newer members, so... He signed on a little while ago, so now that everything's getting up and where it needs to be and the record's coming out, we're going to try and book a little bit more full band stuff, because we had been sticking to a lot of acoustic stuff at bars and stuff, which is fun and like people enjoy it, but you know it's nice to get in places where you know we can have the whole band and the drums and you know really go wild and not worried about you know people running out because they can't hear anymore.
Yeah, and do you guys have any plans to play in the closer into the Boston area?
I mean, we'd love to.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, actually, we used to book a lot more gigs around the pubs around the North End and stuff. And now that we're have everything together again, and Dan's up to speed, and I've been looking at booking some more shows down there.
Mm-hmm.
Or. Up there from here, I don't know how you see it north end, but south for us.
Depends on if you're from Maine or not. Yes. Everything's up.
But it's a place we played before and a place we're looking to play again, and get into some of the shows. Maybe do the Middle East would be fun.
I would love to do the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give a little plug to a cool band that I was in for a little bit. So a band called The Knock Up, super cool band. So they shot a music video there that I was lucky enough to be a part of, and that was a super cool experience. So you can look that up. It's super cool, but really cool venue. I don't think we have ever been able to play downstairs, but that would be cool. We've been upstairs, but seeing the bands downstairs is cool. So it'd be cool to try to squeeze in there.
Downstairs is wild. I saw Leftover Crack in Days and Days there last week.
Mm-hmm.
It's nuts. Big Punk show.
Good band.
Yeah, I wish I could have gone to that, man.
Yeah.
They brought me a celebratory shirt, but I wasn't able to go, so.
Me too.
And yours has cats on it.
Oh, it's perfect.
Yeah, we're pretty familiar with the Knockups here at on the Mikey D show. They're pretty awesome.
Yeah, they're a cool band.
Yeah. So, thank you, Quincy Lord. And thanks for the great set, and good luck.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yep. Thank you.
No.